defender of the working class majority, Rick Smith.
So I think my favorite moment today was when Brian Kemp, the Secretary of State of Georgia, went to vote and found out that his voting card was marked invalid. can't even get his own voter registration in order. Now certainly he was able to vote, but you know, you got to wonder how many people weren't. And look, I think someone, you know, thought that I was saying, you know, when they ran out of paper ballots and they didn't have a cord to plug into the machines, that you should just go home. That is not what I said, you dim-witted flip monkeys. It's not even close to what I said. I said that would be the sentiment in the room. So there you go. Anyway, lots to get to, lots of funny stories, lots of stuff. You know, bizarre stuff happened on Election Day. And here to share some thoughts on what she's paying attention to, our good friend Sarah Burris, reporter over at Raw Story. Sarah, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what do you think? Brian Kemp, invalid.
You know, he is invalid in so many respects. So I'm not surprised that he had issues voting today. I just find it ironic given how many problems the state has had with either polls that have been screwed up, the alleged hacking, and all of the problems as Secretary of State. I mean, clearly, this is the biggest indictment for the guy. You would think that with all of the problems the state has had, that people would be like, oh, gee, maybe he doesn't know what he's doing, but...
No,
we'll see.
Not maybe. The guy doesn't know what he's doing. Or to be honest, he really knows what he's doing, and that is making sure that people can't vote.
Yeah, and I think regardless of what happens tonight, there will probably be an investigation into some of the sketchy stuff that has gone on. I hope that we can find out, you know, that he made a whole bunch of this stuff up, or if, you know... If he's just a really, really bad Secretary of State who can't secure the voter rolls or the data for the people of Georgia.
Yeah, and I would be happy to buy the shiny bracelets for the state of Georgia to slap on his wrists to take him away with.
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, it's just bizarre to me. Let's move on. Houston, what is it about Republicans and blackface? What the hell is that about?
I am just... blown away by how, and Houston's not even the only place. Like, there were all kinds of racist stuff that came down today from poll workers, like really crappy things that people said. And you can look on Twitter and see some of the encounters that folks had. I really wish that more people had filmed it, you know, filmed their encounters. This was definitely one of those ones in Houston where a poll worker told a woman who came in that she had to change her address because there was something wrong with her address. Well, if you change your information, then your information is no longer accurate for when you vote. So your vote's not going to be counted. So the woman who is the judge at the polling place, like, rushed over to the woman. She's like, no, 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 that's not how that works. And then, like, a huge fight ensued between them. And finally, this poll worker was just like, you know, well, maybe if I was in blackface, you'd understand what I'm talking about. It was like, oh, she went there.
And you go, why would that be on your mind at all? How would that, how does that get between your ears? Now, you said you wish more people would record stuff. In Pennsylvania, I don't know how it is in other states, but in Pennsylvania, you cannot take recording devices into the polling places.
Oh, interesting. Like, not even your cell phone?
No. Well, I mean, you can't be recording things while you're, like, I can't be, you know, recording myself while I'm voting.
There are a bunch of really interesting laws. I know Oklahoma, there's a law that says that you cannot take a photo of your ballot. You can take a photo of the envelope if you vote by mail to send it in, but you can't take a photo of your actual vote on your ballot, which I've actually done several times. So it's a miracle I'm not in jail right now.
Uh-oh, there's trouble.
I know, I'm so sketchy.
There's trouble. Bad, bad, bad. Let's move along. Fox News. Evidently, Fox News is the main cheerleader, obviously, for the Republican Party. You know, Sean Hannity now with the administration, you know, doing the rally tour. What's going on with this?
Yeah, so Fox News said ahead of Sean Hannity going with Trump to Missouri that he was just there because he was reporting live from it. He was going to do an exclusive interview. Because we had done a quick hit about, you know, Sean Hannity was listed as a premium, you know, mainline headliner along with Rush Limbaugh for the Missouri rally that Trump did last night. Well, when Fox News sent out that statement, they made it seem like, oh, he's not gonna, he's just behind the stage. You know, this is not a big deal. So you could watch his show. You saw him doing his little monologue and everything. He did his interview with Trump. Well, then Trump invites him up on stage and he talks to the crowd and he gets them all riled up. Then Trump invited Jeanine Pirro up on stage. And that goes against everything Fox News told us in a statement. So immediately the first thing I do, of course, is post a story about Fox News just got had by its own talent, on-air talent. So sure enough, Fox News sent us a press advisory this morning or a press statement this morning saying, you know, we don't condone this. They were not supposed to do this. And it was like, oopsie.
But, you know, why bother? I mean, look, everyone already knows that, you know, it's basically state-run TV. It's GOP-run TV. We already know that. Why the charade?
You know, I don't even know why they try. I think they're trying to seem legitimate, but ultimately the on-air talent that they have who aren't journalists, they're just, you know, talk show hosts. You know, it's very clear that they're in the pocket of the president and they're going to say whatever they can to help promote him.
Wow. But I got to jump in real quick. Early breaking results here from Pennsylvania. 20% of the vote in. Tom Wolf already declared the winner of the gubernatorial race. He's up 67-31.
Congratulations.
Mr. Golf Spikes.
Wow.
Oh, and I'm thrilled about that. I'm thrilled by the fact that Mr. Golf Spikes is gone down in flames, as he should.
Well, Governor Wolf, let me tell you, between now and November 6th, you better put a catcher's mask on your face, because I'm going to stomp all over your face with golf spikes, because I'm going to win this for the state of Pennsylvania, and we're throwing you out of office, because you know what? I'm sick and tired of your negative ads.
Well, the good thing is you've got plenty of time now to rest, because you just got... You got golf spiked. And now the big question I have is, does former Senator temper tantrum, does he do a concession speech now, or do we see the mother of all temper tantrums?
Oh, you know, I never can predict stuff like that. I don't think in moments like that, he had to know he was going to lose. The polling on that was pretty consistent. You know, a lot of these races, they go back and forth about who could win and it's a dead heat, but that race was pretty consistent. He had to know he was going to lose. So maybe he's just going to get up there and give a speech about how excited he is that he's going to be able to go play golf more often now.
And play with his grandchildren.
There you go.
You know, or make racist comments, you know, and, you know, maybe, I don't know, but I'm thrilled to see, thrilled to see that. I'm glad to hear that Governor Wolf.
Cheers to the state of Pennsylvania.
And that's a good sign. That is really a good sign, especially, you know, if we look down ticket. The hope is that, you know, with the ungerrymandered districts in this state that had a 13-5, you know, Republican leaning, when here in the state you've got, you know, I think the last election you had 500,000, you know, more Democrats than Republicans vote. It's good to see that, you know, maybe that we'll even out. Maybe we'll end up with, oh, I don't know, you know, 9-9, 10-8. Maybe we'll end up with Democrats taking the majority.
Yeah, something that's actually honest for the state of Pennsylvania that represents the voters that actually live there. That would be nice. But I'm excited.
So I'm thrilled. And this could be, like I've been saying, you know, Pennsylvania is kind of like ground zero this year, because hopefully we're coming to some sanity. Good stuff. Good news, breaking out of Kentucky. Evidently, Kim Davis lost.
Yes, and what's funny is she lost to one of the guys she denied a marriage license to. I mean, how is that not just the most poetic justice of them all?
Well, it's almost like the race in Virginia where the transgender woman beat the Republican, last election cycle, or in the special election, which is just great.
It's wonderful. It's exciting to hear. And I feel like, you know, we've been watching this and it seems like it's probably not going to be the blue wave that everybody thought. So when it comes to something like getting rid of Kim Davis, it's like, yes, we needed this.
So how are you seeing things so far? I mean, you know, some of the results, I'm fairly positive about some of the results I'm seeing. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at Florida. Florida had a huge voter turnout. It's still a little bit close. Most of the Republican votes are in. Broward County is still, I think, 70% reporting, and that's going to be huge for Democrats. You can see both of the Democrats are ahead in that county, but it's going to come down to Miami-Dade and Broward County, and it's a really, really tight race, and it's entirely possible that the Democrats could lose the governor's race and the Senate race there. I didn't think that that was going to happen. I thought it was going to be an easy win. Maybe not an easy win, but it would be a little bit more obvious, and this is tightened up, and that makes me really nervous.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I can't imagine Rick Scott in the Senate. I'm sorry.
I know. I think Missouri, too. I'm also really worried about Missouri. The early numbers coming in from that are scary. I mean, who knows whether if Josh Hawley is elected, if he'll end up being indicted and thrown in jail anyway. So,
well, that would be great. I would be okay with that.
Maybe there needs to be a special election anyway for that. The really, really exciting thing, we talk about Kansas all the time. Laura Kelly is up big time in Kansas. I'm really hoping that my friends and family members in the state are going to do the right thing here. And hopefully we can turn that poor state around.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kansas has been one of those, they talk about the laboratories, the states being these laboratories. It's been the laboratory where cancer was invented. I mean, you basically look at all of the conservative, ideology that's gone into defunding their schools and defunding their infrastructure and, basically giving away their tax base to big corporations. In fact, I know someone who lives in Kansas City, Missouri, and he said it's amazing how many companies move from Kansas City, Missouri to Kansas City, Kansas, like across the street to get a massive tax break. And it's just this beggar thy neighbor economic development that you go, what are you doing? You're just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Stop it already.
Yeah. And the thing that's heartbreaking is that, when Kathleen Sebelius was there, she was sort of seen as the education governor. She worked so hard to make sure that schools were fully funded. And even the legislature, the Republican legislature at the time, really did work with her to try and maintain a healthy education system in the state. Well, when you cut funding like Sam Brownback did that drastically, you can't maintain the funding levels that are required, constitutionally required, I would say, too, by the Kansas Constitution. They have a formula that mandates a certain amount of money be spent for education, and the state just died like a Greek poet. And so hopefully with Laura Kelly in there, they can turn the state around.
Well, that's the hope. Some good news coming out of Illinois also. Bruce Rauner, the billionaire who went and attacked, labor, he was one of the central people behind the Janus case. Looks like Bruce Rauner will not be reelected to the trash bin of history with him.
Oh, thank goodness. That's another race that you never know how those things are going to turn out. Pritzker was ahead. And Democrats have been doing well there for a while statewide. So you never know what could happen, but he was incredibly, he had all the money that he needed. He could just throw in all kinds of money into
See, but there's my problem right there. I mean, there are two really, really freaking rich guys running against each other. Again, politics has turned into the polo for the rich. I mean, it's like the new polo.
This is what happens whenever you require that an election cost, $50 million to run statewide somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Some bad news, however. Looks like Joe Donnelly's going down in Indiana.
Yeah, that I looked at those numbers a minute ago, and it was bad. They had the predictions for that were not great anyway, but there was still, that sliver of hope. I did not think it was going to be a huge blowout. The numbers are still coming in, but the early numbers were really, really bad. So, bless his heart.
Any word on Little Pence?
Little Pence. Depends. I haven't seen.
Depends. We're going to call him Depends from now on.
I haven't seen much, just a little bit of the early numbers there. So.
Yeah, well, again, the night's still young. I did find it interesting, though. I was watching, a clip of Fox over on Fox News where Jesse Waters, who's just like a little snot who looks like somebody needs to smack him, but, Bill O'Reilly wannabe, He evidently said something that I thought really, did you hear the words coming out of your mouth? He was talking about how the Republicans have controlled the House for 20 of the last 24 years. And he said, you know, there's no recession, there's no scandal. It's a hot economy, so, you know, you got to vote for Republicans. And I'm going, no scandal, nothing, nothing you can think of. Oh, I don't know, Russia, all the grabber by the, the payoff, Stormy Daniels, none of that matters.
Not just like the idea of a Trump scandal. I mean, think about all of the sexual harassment scandals that have plagued Republicans in Congress. There have been tons of them that became known this year. And so this idea that Republicans are somehow not connected to scandal is a joke.
I mean, it's just crazy. But again, if you keep telling yourself, if you live in this little, little world where, none of that stuff matters, then no, this is a perfect administration. In fact, there was a guy today, and I tweeted this out because, I was in a room full of people, and there was one guy who was the loudest of everyone. And he was just spewing nonsense. And I'm going, have you ever noticed you're in a room full of people and the loudest guy in the room is really the dumbest, most uninformed person in the entire room, yet somehow with volume, he thinks he has intelligence? It was amazing to me.
It's surprising that people have that kind of gumption. I got to say, ignorance really is bliss. I wish I was that stupid, because then I would be a much more contented, pleasant person thinking that everything was cupcakes and roses all the time.
Yeah, he was going on about it. Donald Trump has done 100% of everything he said he would do. And I had to chime in, well, he's also done 100% of everything that you don't know anything about. He's robbing us blind.
He's robbing us blind. He's screwing over a whole heck of a lot of people on both sides of the aisle. So, if you want to say that that's not scandalous, then whatever.
And finally, the rally crowd. Again, the rally crowds, I would have to say the collective IQs of the rally crowd, not probably very high. But you would think that they would know that it's not a presidential election year and not chant 4 more years.
I'm going to say it. Bless their hearts.
There you go. You got the...
Hey, I'm a Jayhawk. I'm a Kansas Jayhawk. So any opportunity to make fun of the state of Missouri is always going to be on my list.
All right. See how you are? All right. Good for you.
I know.
But Sarah, I appreciate the time. I know you're going to have a long night, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you. See you next time.
Yes. Our good friend Sarah Burris. Check out her work over at Raw Story. Oh, man. Can you imagine that? The whole crowd chanting 4 more years. So I guess he's done. If he is reelected in 2020, he's out in 2022. Is that how that works? They throw him to the curb? Wow. Quick break, right back.
10% of the people own 90% of the wealth. Where do you fit in? Take a look at yourself. 10% of the people.